Someone who saw her in action at the crease late in the game yesterday and also made her debut for the Australian women's cricket team across the weekend is a young woman going places in a hurry, Annabelle Sutherland, who joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Annabelle.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to walk into a team and win a series, a couple of games in. You've started very well, Annabelle.
Yeah, it's certainly a pretty nice team to be around. And which is pretty good for someone who's coming in and, yeah, wanting to learn as much as they can.
Now, I was watching you with great interest on the weekend because I was very excited about your opportunity to play with the national team, as I'm sure you were, a bit more excited than me, I'm sure. But how do you describe yourself, Annabelle? Are you a bowler that bats really well, or are you a batter that bowls really well?
I like to think of myself as a genuine all-rounder. Obviously, it kind of depends on the team I'm in, and yeah, I guess the team that they've sort of gone with. But yeah, I feel like I can contribute with both the ball and the bat.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And what was it like to get in the ball on Saturday, I think it was, for your first game? What were the feelings rushing through your body as you got to the top of your mark?
Yeah, obviously I was pretty nervous. Got told I was opening the bowling maybe 10 minutes before the game, so yeah, I was a little bit nervy, but yeah, just pumped to be out there. So I was just running really hard and trying to hit the pitch.
So, Annabelle, you've obviously had the taste in shorter form cricket in the T20 setup, but was it extra special to represent Australia at 50 over cricket?
I think so. I think at the moment my game is sort of a little bit more suited to the 50 over game, just with my batting in particular. Really enjoy the 50 over style. So, not more special, but certainly, just as special to receive an ODI cap.
Yeah, because I actually wanted to ask you about that with the way you play, and we're just talking before about Meg, that she probably is better suited to the 50-over cricket as well with the way she plays, and I put you in that same category. You like to spend time at the crease. You've got such an exceptional technique, but it's hard to get opportunities in such a strong team.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the thing. I think a lot of our girls enjoy time at the crease, so particularly the batters, really enjoy the 50-over cricket, and we haven't played a lot of it. So I think these few games have been really important for us, and particularly the batters to bowl. We've had a really long pre-season, so to put out some of the work we've done in the pre-season make some runs. Obviously, Meg's done that, and Rachel's done that as well. So it's been really good to watch.
It's a pretty good first wicket too, and Meg was pretty important in that as well, taking the catch at sort of a one and a half, sort of almost second slip in the cordon on Saturday. Amy Satterthwaite, the first wicket for you was a nice little ball that just decked a little bit and took the edge. How do you feel about that?
that was very nice. The first one in that game, so I was pretty happy with that one.
And you've been touted really highly for a long time now, Annabelle, and you're only a very young woman in the grand scheme of things. Have you been surprised that you've been able to do so much so quickly, or was this always what you thought you were able and capable of achieving?
I've always sort of dreamed to play cricket for Australia, so I guess I didn't really think it would realistically happen at this age, but I've certainly love any sport growing up, so I guess cricket happened to be the one that I could stick with, but I'm just loving it at the moment and trying to soak it all in.
Now, I know you're very involved with cricket, but AFLW draft night tonight, and
I'm
the coach of the Blues, and I'm keen to find out, have you any interest in footy, Annabelle? Can I play you at centre-half back, maybe?
Yeah, I do love my footy. Played a little bit at school, but certainly keen to watch tonight's draft. I know a few mates who are in the draft from school, so I'm hoping they go well tonight.
Annabelle, do not listen to him. You're a cricketer. You're an international cricketer now. We're not going down the football path. You just stay with your cricket.
I'm happy with my cricket at the moment.
Very good.
Good answer.
Good. You've sewn up the Rose Bowl. You've got another game to finish the series. What happens after that, Annabelle?
We have a couple of days off, actually, up here in Queensland, which is nice, especially, I guess, for the Victorians who have been in lockdown for a couple of months. And then we go straight into the Sydney WBBL hub. So we're there for maybe 6 weeks.
And there's some rumours going around that the New South Wales cricketers are pinching the Victorian cricketers' chocolates that Cadbury have generously supplied in the hotel at the moment. Is that true?
I think it is. I haven't actually witnessed it, but I wouldn't put it past Elisa Healy to be pinching our chocolate.
She's a disgrace, that Healy. Gets her hands on everything. Bat, ball, the gloves, and the chockies as well. It's great to have you out there as part of the one-day team. We know, as Whitey said, the T20 thing's been done, but the one-day game is different again, and great to see you out there on the weekend doing your thing, Annabelle. We wish you the best of luck for the remainder of the series and look forward to seeing a great career in front of you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.